Welcome to Financial Repression Authority's Roundtable Insight, where the best fund managers, economists, and industry leaders discuss the key investment issues and challenges in the current macroeconomic environment.
Hi, welcome to FRA's Roundtable Insight. This is Richard Benulli. Today we have Ira Harris and Peter Buchvar. Ira is an independent trader, successful hedge fund manager, global macro consultant, trading foreign currencies, bonds, commodities, and equities for over 40 years. He was also a CME director from 1997 to 2003. And Peter is the chief market analyst with the Lindsay Group and the co-chief investment officer with Bookmark Advisors. Peter has a newsletter product called The Book Report, spelled Book, B-O-O-C-K, report, all one word, .com. It offers great macroeconomic insight and perspective with lots of updates on economic indicators. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Great. I thought today we'd start off with a quote that you had in your recent writings, Ira, on flattening yield curves. It's the ECB and Bank of Japan policy that is flattening global yield curves as investors search for extra yield. And you made the analogy to something similar, which may be happening to 1994 Orange County bond disaster. Just wondering if you could elaborate on that, your thoughts.
Okay, so when we look at this, you know, we're comparing it to Orange County. I do, because that was a classic case when we don't call them taper tantrums back then. I guess it would be a meltdown as the Fed started to raise rates and everybody was crowded into a bond trade. And we saw, first of all, the yield curve steepen out dramatically, even though it was a short end because so many people were crowded into that trade. But what you really found out and what Orange County exposed is that Robert Citron, who was the treasurer, for the Orange County at the time, was busy chasing a little bit extra yield, 25, 30 basis points. And there were many firms, sell side firms, who came to him and they were offering him these products. And they were exotic products, very exotic at the time. And so in order to please his bosses, he chased extra yield, and very little, 35 basis points. And I know this from Sheila Bair's committee, which I sat on in Washington, in which we analyzed what went wrong there. So I had a pretty good behind the scenes look at it, and it reflected in that. So when I look at the world today, and I know Peter's written about it, this is a real problem, is that people are taking on so much risk in an effort to chase so little return. But in a world where Italian bonds are 175, 10-year notes in Italy are yielding 1.75, you take on all kinds of risk as you search for an extra 30, 35 basis points, because 35 basis points in today's world is a lot. And for those who are trying to outperform the market, and these are people who manage institutional money and big pension funds and insurance companies, they are taking on a lot of risk. And that's what I'm really, that's what keeps me up at night. And I think we're getting close to crunch time, in which some of these trades, you know, as Warren Buffett would say, you know, when the tide goes out, you find it was swimming naked. Well, I don't think there's many bathing suits that have been sold at all. So I think we're probably more at the, what is that, club hedonist. I'm too old to know and to partake in that. But I think we'll find out that there's a lot of nudity in the waters of central bank liquidity.
Peter, do you see a similar 1994 Orange County environment?
I like that analogy, Ira. That was great.
Thanks.
I do. It gets to follow the money. Okay. So next year, even in January, when the ECB cuts their QE in half and the Fed goes from draining $10 billion a month to $20 billion a month, liquidity is going to go to almost zero between those two central banks. So that's a major change. I mean, this year on a run rate, the ECB was buying north of 700 billion euros of securities. And that is, and then you subtract, well, you cut that in half next year, and then you subtract what the Fed is taking out, and that is almost going to nothing. And that is a really big deal. At the same time, the Fed is raising interest rates, and the BOJ is buying less ETFs, and they're buying less JGBs. That liquidity flow is going to turn into a drip next year.
And
which leaves no room for error anywhere else.
Yeah. What about if we look at the U.S., Ira, you asked, how does the Fed deal with a flattening yield curve in your most recent writing, noting it's gone lower than 73 basis points. Any thoughts on that? I mean, you did suggest something on the cutting the short-term rates on that to make it similar, steepen like the German 2-10s.
Yeah, because I compare it to the – and Peter and I actually went back and forth with this yesterday – on it, because I showed him that German 2-10 versus U.S. And if you would make if you were a wagering person, and you said, well, the ECB is doing all this buying. The Fed has, as Peter says, has stopped, and in fact is now contracting its balance sheet. You'd say, well, the long end in the U.S., the curve should actually be steepening in the U.S. based on those mechanics, and it should be flattening in Germany. But it's absolutely the opposite. German curve is out to three-year highs at 110 basis points, while the U.S. curve, as you rightly talk about, is at 70 basis points and flattening. So when you look at this, it is what was the word you used yesterday, Peter? Because it was absolutely right. You said this was like wild. I said, yeah, it's exactly what it is, because it makes very little sense. It makes, in fact, no logical sense whatsoever. And I don't know how the Fed – Jerome Powell is going to have to face this, because listen, the Fed has already told us they don't understand that their models have been wrong, and they really don't understand what's going on in the inflation world. They don't understand it. So now are they going to tell us that they don't understand why the curves are flattening? Because when you look at it and you throw in this tax plan is not tax reform. It's tax cutting, and it's stimulative. By everything that I hold dear to me, this curve should be steepening dramatically. Bonds should be getting terrified of what they're facing. And as Peter says, you know, next year they're going to be shrinking it. This curve should be steepening, and yet it's not. So if they do, and then they're going to tell us they don't understand what's going on with the curve. And I know that the curve is one of their big indicators. So